You're listening to Movie Snark, making fun of what comes out of Hollywood. Explicit language guaranteed. I'm Archie Andrico, and you'll hear my voice a lot, though there will be guest readers. All movie parody scripts come from the-editing-room.com. This time it's Purple Rain, written by Mike G., read by Archie Andrico.
Fade in. Interior First Avenue, Minneapolis nightclub. Cue. Let's go crazy video. Potential Prince girlfriend Patricia Cotero barrels into waitress and former Prince girlfriend Jill Jones. Jill Jones. Watch where you're going. By the way, that's good advice to follow for the rest of your career. Patricia Cotero. I won't. What could a potential Prince Rogers Nelson girlfriend and protege possibly learn from a discarded Prince girlfriend and protege? Jill Jones. Rogers Nelson? Patricia Cotero. Really, Google it. Speaking of Prince, isn't it time for our meet cute? Prince Rogers Nelson. Not now. If we leave you on screen too long, you might develop a personality. Exterior, Paisley Park. Prince Rogers Nelson hears parents fighting inside. Clarence Williams III, throttling Olga Carlatos. You come here when I say, keep this house clean, and other shouted commands from an after-school special about domestic abuse. Prince Rogers Nelson. Don't blame her, Clarence. She didn't read the script before signing the contract. Clarence Williams III. So it's your fault the only two real actors in this film got stuck with these cardboard roles. Pimp slaps Prince into the next room. Prince, lying stunned, bats doe eyes. Exterior, Minneapolis Street. Prince's rival, Morris Day, is walking with First Avenue owner Billy Sparks, who's a cross between a Greek chorus and an enraged police chief who just wants his pension. Billy Sparks. Let's set up the main conflict. We have 75 seconds for as much exposition as we can cram in. Morris Day.
How about we alternate sentences flatly, stating facts that we both already know and have no reason to repeat to each other?
Billy Sparks. I like it. And for variety, we'll sprinkle in highly implausible assertions, like nobody wants to hear Prince's music. Morris Day.
And guys don't find themselves confusingly attracted to him. I mean, Prince could never make the cut to stay one of your house bands.
Exterior, another Minneapolis street. Morris walks with lackey Jerome Benton with lippy... Morris walks with lackey Jerome Benton when lippy woman shouts a couple of questions at Morris. Jerome, without further instruction, indicating what he's about to do as a well-practiced routine, seizes lippy woman, drags her into an alley, and body slams her into a dumpster. Director Albert Magnoli. Look, I'll sound defensive about this in the commentary, but it tested well. Lippy woman.
I'm even smiling like I was throughout my scene. Not problematic at all.
Exterior, mall. Prince sneaks up on Patricia Cotero, demands her anklet, and walks off with it. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Didn't a man give this to you? You're lying. Mine now.
Patricia Cotero.
What an abrupt and possessive way to begin our relationship. Yet I somehow find you more intriguing.
Exterior, Minneapolis. Cue, take me with you video. Montage. Prince and Patricia ride on his motorcycle all over Minnesota, savoring its trees, lakes, and cows. Minnesota Tourism Board. This montage is brought to you through the generosity of the Minnesota Tourism Board, which invites you to explore Minnesota, the land of 10,000 lakes. Honda. And by Honda. You meet the nicest people on a Honda. Well, maybe Patricia Cotero doesn't. Prince Rogers Nelson, singing VO during montage.
I can't disguise the weakness of this plot. So here's a song. No matter how dislikable my acts, you'll stay turned on. You won't care where I go. You won't care what I do. As long as I still play my videos till this film is through.
Exterior, Minneapolis Lake, not Lake Minnetonka. Patricia Cotero.
I want to be a musical star, which will...
Patricia Cotero. I want to be a musical star, which will be hilarious in retrospect once you've heard me sing and dance later. Prince Rogers Nelson.
I'll help if you pass the test I used to evaluate the musical talents of all my female protégés. Strip down and jump into a freezing lake.
Patricia Cotero.
So that explains how Carmen Electra gets to make an album.
She does. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Wrong leg, dummy.
Rides off. Rides back. Don't get my seat all wet. Patricia Cotero does anyway. Interior, First Avenue. Des Dickerson performs several seconds of Modern Air. Des Dickerson. Now that we're three lines into my song, it's time for me to beat it for the rest of the film. Meanwhile, in the Revolution's dressing room, Wendy Melvoine and Lisa Coleman.
Just listen to this song we wrote?
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Nah.
Elsewhere in First Avenue, Morris sweet-talks Patricia until Prince cues the Beautiful Ones video. Patricia Quintero.
I'm clearly moved by the kind of marriage proposal in Prince's song, though all we've done is play head games. Am I inexplicably sensitive to messages conveyed by song?
Interior, Paisley Park. Prince and Patricia sneak into his room, where masks and porcelain dolls watch them menacingly. Patricia hits play on Prince's seduction tape. Tape plays in reverse the sound of woman crying mournfully, accompanied by disturbing drumbeat. Patricia Quintero.
The fuck? Did I just wander into a David Fincher film? Why am I not rocketing out of here?
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Because you want me to kiss you after you say no and then have sex? Look, I learned all I know about seduction from Harrison Ford in Blade Runner.
Patricia Quintero.
When you put it that way, who doesn't get turned on by the sound of a crying stranger?
They have sex, and Prince drops Patricia off the next day. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Before you go, it's a ridiculously bad kiss, given my reputation as an erotic dynamo.
Richard Gere, off-screen.
What a kiss! I'll use that if I'm ever cast in an Arthurian drama.
Interior, First Avenue. Wendy Mulvoyne and Lisa Coleman.
Just listen to this song we wrote.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Nah.
Interior, Paisley Park. Fight between Clarence Williams III and Olga Carlatos bursts into Prince's room. Clarence Williams III.
Keep this place clean, sinner!
Olga Carlatos.
I don't like it here. You never talk to me. And other minor complaints someone with a somewhat distant husband might make rather than those of a woman beaten daily.
Later that night, Patricia sneaks into Prince's room.
Patricia Quintero. I pawned my anklet to get you this guitar. An extravagant gift from someone you barely know never sets off alarm bells.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
This gorgeous custom-built cloud guitar? Was your anklet made of platinum-covered diamonds? Sweet. Here, have an earring.
Patricia Quintero.
Thanks. It'll look great during my gig with Morris's group.
Prince Rogers Nelson. Backhands Patricia.
I don't want you in this business you're dreaming about. Obviously, Morris doesn't care about you like I do.
Patricia runs away. Prince bats his... Patricia runs away. Prince bats doe eyes pensively. Exterior, Minneapolis. Cue, When Doves Cry video. It ain't easy being purple. Montage, Sad Prince is Sad. Prince Rogers Nelson, singing VO during montage.
Now we're halfway through this picture. There's been a little sex and some fists. But the point of the story's a mystery. If not for the music, why would y'all watch this?
Interior, First Avenue. Cue, Computer Blue video. Prince Rogers Nelson.
If I wasn't so upset, I'd probably ask how we're segueing flawlessly into the perfect execution of a song that I heard Clarence playing for the first time earlier today.
Prince sees Patricia with Morris in Cue's Darling Nikki video. Patricia Quintero.
So I think Prince really met someone masturbating in a lobby before going to her castle sex room? I am inexplicably sensitive to messages conveyed by song.
Flees First Avenue, sobbing. Tipper Gore, off-screen.
Wait, what the hell did Prince just sing?
Morris Day.
Look, chucking women into the trash is one thing, but music with sexual content is uncalled for.
Billy Sparks.
And no one wants to listen to Prince sing about sex.
Interior, other Minneapolis club the next night. Crowd at club.
So the girls' group will do a song suggesting that they can beat Prince for his spot at First Avenue. Nasty Girl, right?
Patricia Quintero.
No, Nasty Girl is actually good. Here's Sex Shooter.
Exterior outside other Minneapolis club. Morris Day.
Looks like we're about to have drunk sex. But just in case that's too date rapey, let's just talk until Prince breaks this up.
Patricia Quintero.
Well, Prince's When Doves Cry montage highlighted the horror of domestic violence, so now he'll prove he's reached the redemption part of his character arc.
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Nah. Instead, I'll assault my rival who's furthering your career, force you to a remote location, assault you when you try to cover up, slam you to the ground by your face, and let you run off into the middle of the night wearing only lingerie.
This somehow fails to win back Patricia. Interior, Paisley Park. Prince returns home. Clarence Williams III, who's had it with this script, shoots himself in an effort to get out of the film. Interior, First Avenue. Cue, The Times of the Bird video. Director Albert Magnoli. You couldn't appreciate that Prince is at his lowest point until I showed that he's losing a music contest to the group that did The Bird.
What? Hallelujah!
Prince Rogers Nelson.
My turn. Here's a song that Wendy and Lisa wrote.
Wendy Mulvoyne.
Wait, are you going to explain how we all know what to play without ever having rehearsed our song?
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Nah.
Q, Purple Rain video, followed by I Would Die For You and Baby I'm a Star videos. Prince Rogers Nelson.
We never needed to give you decent acting. You never needed a plot you could explain. You only want some time to watch my videos to get you all excited, paying to see Purple Rain.
Patricia Cotero. So, this is the triumphant completion of your arc? You make great music like you have from the beginning. Tell me how you've shown any semblance of character growth. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Nah.
Patricia Cotero. Well, at least the ending suggests your relationship with Morris, your band, and your family reached the turning point and will be better going forward. Prince Rogers Nelson.
Actually, the sequel establishes that all of that falls apart after tonight.
Patricia Cotero. So nothing and no one in this film has changed in any way.
How is this a good story again?
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Look, I promise it will all be clear to you, and this film's enduring popularity will make perfect sense once you've heard the flawless, ironclad explanation I'll finally share with the world in Kevin Smith's documentary. End.
Movie Snark is a project of Bad Maria Productions. Please visit badmariaprods.com for more, and thanks for listening.